弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，一年的终了，我们可以一同聚集在一起，我们可以唱这么让我们里头喜悦的诗歌。
Thank the Lord, it's so good to gather together at the end of the year that we can sing these joyful and good song hymns.
实在是我们感谢主给我们一年过去一年的恩典还有怜悯。
We truly thank the Lord for the mercies and grace that He has given us this past year.
我们蒙了怜悯的人就知道他的怜悯是何等的深，何等的高。
We who have received His mercy then can understand how great and how high is His mercy towards us.
我想今天早上我们一同读一节圣经，读一处的圣经。
Let's turn to a place in the Bible this morning and read His scripture.
我们读以赛亚书第四十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 42.
第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 through verse 7.
以赛亚书第四十二章第一节到第七节。
Isaiah 42, verse 1 through verse 7.
看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给万邦。
Isaiah 42:1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles.
他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。他凭真理将公理传开。
Verse 2, he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
他不灰心，也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。
He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he hath set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law.
创造诸天，铺张穹苍，将地和地所出的一并铺开，赐气息给地上的众人，又赐灵性给行在其上的人的神耶和华，他如此说。
Verse 5, Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein.
我耶和华凭公义召你，必搀扶你的手，保守你，使你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光。
Verse 6, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles.
开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出牢狱，领坐黑暗的出监牢。
Verse 7, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in the darkness out of the prison house.
我请弟兄姊妹注意第六节，他这里说，使你做众民的中保。其实原文，我们中文这里上面注了一下，它是中保原来是约。
And please pay special attention to verse 6, the second half, that it says to give thee for a covenant of the people.
在英文里没有问题，英文里头是就是说使你做众民的约。
And in the Chinese version, the word covenant was translated a little differently, but there's no problem in the English version.
我们低下来头一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们的心实在是感谢你，你每一次你有机会给我们有机会到你自己的话语的前面来。
Lord, we truly thank you with our hearts that every time we had the opportunity to come back to your words.
主啊，你对我们的爱何等的深，你对我们的意念何等的高。
Lord, how deep is your mind towards us, and how high is your heart towards us?
主啊，你今天早上要借助你自己的话，把你自己的仆人放在我们的面前。
Lord, this morning you threw your own words that you placed your servant before us.
主啊，我们实在是蒙你怜悯的人。
Lord, we truly have received mercy.
我们往往是眼瞎的。
Truly, we have been blind.
但是主在你的怜悯里面，你把你的仆人启示在我们的眼前。
Yet within your mercy that you have revealed your servant unto us.
主啊，求你给我们一个谦卑的心。
Lord, we ask you for a humble heart.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
好让我们真正能够看见你 心中的仆人。
So that we truly can see the servant that's within your heart.
好让我们以后有路可以走。
So that we have a way in the future.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿意你得到荣耀。
May you gain all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我这一回我想在靠主的恩典跟弟兄姊妹交通以赛亚书里面从一个角度来看一件事情。
And by the grace of the Lord, this brothers and sisters, I'd like to share with you the book of Isaiah from a certain angle.
这以赛亚书是一个非常广的书，可是我们想就从一个线这样一个方向去看。
This Isaiah is a very broad book, and yet we are only following one thread this time.
是，就是我们从余民，就剩余之民开始。
We're going to start from the remnants.
那然后经过就是我们今天所读到的，说他的那个仆人。
And through this, what we're going to read today, his servant.
那到以赛亚书的末了，神提到我的众仆人。
And then we come to the end of Isaiah that God has mentioned God's many servants.
所以就从这个角度来看，神对我们的心意是如何。
And from this angle, we look at what God's heart towards us.
昨天我们稍微交通了一点。
Yesterday we shared upon this a little.
神，耶和华神，造就以色列的百姓。
The Lord God has edified the Israelites.
他有一个很里头有一个很深的一个目的。
In him there's a very deep purpose.
他要以色列做他的百姓。
He wants Israel to be his people.
他要以色列做他的产业。
He wants Israel to be his inheritance.
他要在而尤其在以赛亚书让我们看见，他要以色列做他的仆人。
And especially in Isaiah, he lets us see that he wants us to be, he wants Israel to be his servant.
这是明说的。
This is clearly said.
而且他又说要以色列做他的见证人。
And he also said that he wants Israel to be his witness.
所以耶和华神对以色列百姓的期望是非常高的。
So the Lord God has a very high expectation for the Israelites.
那他也没有让以色列的百姓就这么在黑暗里面来摸索，没有。
He did not allow the Israelites to just search around in the darkness.
他赐给以色列百姓律法。
He gave them laws.
他赐给以色列百姓先知。
He gave the Israelites prophets.
他也赐给以色列百姓祭司，还有帮助带领他们的人。
He also gave the Israelites priests and people who would help them.
可是我们看见这历史上一再一再以色列的百姓失败。
But from history, we see time and time again the people of Israel failed.
所以等到以赛亚很有意思，他在到了以赛亚的42章，我们今天读的这一章，他就把他自己心中的仆人放出来。
So very interestingly, we come to chapter 42 of Isaiah. He placed before us the servant within his heart.
那然后在以赛亚书49章，他说了一句话。
And then in Isaiah 49, he said one thing.
他说你是我的仆人以色列。
He said, you are my servant, O Israel.
意思就是说以色列是失败了。
That means that Israel has failed.
他作为一个仆人失败了。
As a servant, he failed.
其实他作为我的见证人也失败了。
Actually, being a witness, he also failed.
但是你现在你是我的仆人，你是以色列。
But now you are my servant, you are Israel.
我以前对以色列的期望，我现在放在你的身上。
The expectation I had on Israel in the past, now I place it on you.
从现在开始是一个新的开始。
From now on, it's a new beginning.
是一个新的局面。
It's a new dimension.
是一个新的路。
It's a new way.
所以我们感谢主，这个是耶和华的心。
So we thank the Lord. This is the heart of Jehovah.
那我们昨天也说到在以赛亚书的最后。
And yesterday I mentioned at the end of Isaiah.
当他说到我的仆人们的时候。
When he mentions about my servants.
那耶和华说，他说我的仆人是祝福。
Jehovah said that my servants are blessings.
是，像我们今天早上所唱的诗歌，所唱的诗歌，主啊，愿意让我们成为祝福。
Just like the hymn we sang this morning, make me a blessing.
那他。而且这个仆人，这些仆人呢，就像葡萄中间的新酒。
And these servants are just like a new cluster, new crop in the vines.
所以我们对这个事情的解的的的 这想法呢，就是这样看就好了。一群葡萄或者一群葡萄树在那里，有一棵，有一把葡萄是可以做新酒的。
So let's look at it this way. Then there is this great vines everywhere, but within that there is a new cluster can be made into new wine.
那神因为这一把那个好的葡萄，他就说我不要把所有的葡萄树都砍掉。
So because of this new cluster that God said, I will not get rid of all the vines.
我要让我的以色列和犹大再有后裔出来。
I will give them descendants. I will allow them to have descendants from Judah, from Israel.
所以感谢主，主在这里给我们一条路。
So thank the Lord, He has shown me a way that here.
我们若是里头有一个余民的心。
If we have this heart of remnant within us.
那主要让我们看见他真正的仆人。
Then the Lord show us His real servant.
那根据他的真正的仆人。
According to His real servant.
我们在他的面前做仆人。
Before Him, we are servants.
我们在弟兄姊妹面前做仆人。
And we become servants before the brothers and sisters.
我们成为众人的祝福。
We become blessing for all.
感谢主，这个是主给我们开的一条路。
We thank the Lord. This is the way the Lord has opened up for us.
难怪我们主耶稣自己说。
No wonder our Lord said Himself.
我是道路。
I'm the way.
我是真理。
I'm the truth.
我是生命。
I'm the life.
弟兄姊妹，这是很实际、很实际的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is something very practical.
不是一个口号。
It's not just some propaganda.
那当我们昨天也交通一点这个渔民这件事。
Yesterday we shared upon the matter of remnant.
渔民像我们新约时候所说到的得胜者一样，这不是一个头衔。
And the New Testament is like what we call the overcomer. It's not just a title.
It's not a title. Yeah. 渔民呢，你要有一天你在街上，你说你是不是渔民啊？他也答不出来我是不是渔民。
If one day you walk on the street and ask somebody and ask them if you are a remnant, he cannot answer you whether he is a remnant or not.
那我们今天大家坐在这里，我们说，哎，渔民坐在左边，不是渔民坐在右边，你也分不出来的。
So today if we sit here, we say all the remnants sit on the left side, and those who are not remnants sit on the right. You can't do this, you can't discern it.
所以剩余之民不是一个头衔的问题。
So this remnant is not.It's not a matter of a title.
也不是一个阶级的事情。
It's not a matter of class.
这是一个我们心里怎么想的事情。
This is a matter of what we think in our hearts.
感谢主，我们昨天我们王弟兄跟我们说到一件事。
We thank the Lord. Yesterday, Brother Wang shared about one thing.
圣经主要说什么？
In the Bible, what the Lord wants to say.
圣经是说到神和我们之间的关系。
This Bible is talking about this relationship between God and us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天会提到真理这件事。
So today, brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about the truth.
因为我们今天所读的42章里头说到了真理这回事。
Because we talk about in chapter 42, the matter of truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，对你对我来说，真理是什么？
So brothers and sisters, what is truth to you and to me?
真理实在就说到神和我们之间的关系。
Truth is talking about the relationship between God and us.
在神之外没有什么真理的。
Outside of God, there is no truth.
那真理不是说数学一加一等于二。
This truth is not referring to math like 1+1=2.
一加一等于二，你若是念数学的话，你知道数学是人造出来的。
You know, if you study math, you know math is something, a product of men. 1+1=2.
这里我们所说的真理也不是说到是你在外面科学的观察。
And this truth we're talking about is not just some observation in studying science.
我们说到是一个永远的事情。
It's something eternal.
我们人活在世上到底是为什么？
Why do we live on earth? Why does man live on earth?
到底永远跟我有没有关系？
Whether eternity has anything to do with us.
感谢主，他自己的话，圣经。
We thank the Lord, His own words in the Bible.
就是说到我们和神之间的关系。
It talks about our relationship with God.
那有的人活在世上觉得无所谓。
Some people live in the world and they felt that,
我只要有吃、有喝、有快乐就好。
As long as I have something to eat, something to drink, and I'm happy, that's good.
因为几年之后我就死了。
Because after a few years, I'll die.
但是有另外一些人不一样。
There are some other people who are different.
他们里头发觉他们生活唯一的意义是活在神的面前。
Within them, they feel that they're the only meaning for them to live is to live before God.
我若是活在神的面前，我今天有他给我的平安。
If I live before God today, I have the peace that He has given to me.
我今天在他的面前可以让他的心满意。
Today I can please Him with my life.
而且我跟那个永远有一个连接。
And I have a connection to eternity.
无论是我是今天活。
whether I'm living today,
不论我的想到永远,
or whether I'm thinking about eternity,
神是我最高的意义。
God is my highest meaning.
神是我最高的目的。
God is my ultimate goal.
我今天可以在家里做妈妈，做母亲。
Today I can be a mother at home.
我可以在家里做烧饭煮菜的主妇。
I may be a homemaker cooking at home.
我可以在学校做老师。
I can be a teacher in the school.
我可以在工厂里面做工人。
I can be a worker in the factory.
我可以盖房子。
I can be a builder.
我可以做工程师。
I can be an engineer.
我可以做医生。
I can be a doctor.
你随便做什么都没关系。
You can do anything you wish.
但是弟兄姊妹，什么是最重要的？
Yeah, brothers and sisters, what is the most important?
这些东西来，这些东西去。
These things come and these things go.
一个人想想看，我们在世上做工作顶多五十年的光景。
Think about it, we work in this world at the most for 50 years.
五十年以后，你所建立的名誉，你所一切的 ability 没有了。
After 50 years, your ability, all that you build up, your reputation, they
are gone. 这就让我们想到，我们在永远里头有没有意义呢？
Then it allows us to think whether it holds any meaning in eternity.
感谢主，主的话就让我们看见，我们在永远里头是有意义的。
We thank the Lord. The Lord's words allow us to see we do hold a meaning in eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些渔民里头有一个心思，有一个意念。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. These remnant have a heart within them. There is a thought in them.
他们看见我身边的事情。没有比永远更重要。
They see that these things around them cannot compare to things of eternity.
他们看见我自己的喜乐没有比这一位神的喜乐更重要。
They see that my own joy is not as important as God's joy.
那若是神心里不满意，我心里不会快乐。
If God's heart is not satisfied, then I will not be happy.
那还有一个东西。
There's one more thing.
这个东西叫做见证。
This is called testimony.
那意思就是说。
The meaning is.
神喜悦的东西我是不是喜悦
If God likes something, is that something that pleases me also?
神觉得要紧的事情我是不是也可以跟他认同
If what God deems important, do I identify with that?
这些所谓的渔民
These so-called remnant
他们就是这样的人
They are people like this
在世界看起来是渣子
From the world's point of view, they are a waste
在世界看起来他们是不聪明的人
They are deemed foolish from the viewpoint of the world
这神你又看不见你又摸不着
You cannot see this God, you cannot touch this God
这个见证是什么是空的
What is this testimony? It's in vain
对你有什么好处
It's empty, it's nothing, no good benefit
但是这些渔民他不是这样想
And yet these remnants think differently
若是神心不喜悦我也不喜悦
If it doesn't delight God's heart, then it will not delight me either.
若是神他所要给我们看见的东西
If this
到时候败落了我心里不喜悦
If there's something God does not want, it corrupts, then in my heart, I will not be pleased.
我在神面前的不忠心让我心里忧愁
If I'm not faithful before God, then it will cause me grief in my heart.
我祖宗在神面前的不忠心也让我难过。
The unfaithfulness of my ancestors also causes grief in my heart.
我为什么难过呢
？Why does it cause grief?
因为他的心里难过。
Because his heart is grieved.
历史历代，神的总是用他的眼睛看他的百姓。
In generations, God uses eyes to look at his people.
他的百姓若是爱他。
If his people loved him.
他的百姓若是有好的道德的生活。
If his people was living a good moral life,
他的心中就喜悦。
His heart would be pleased.
他的圣山，他的城就成为各地的荣耀。
His holy mountain, his holy city will become glory in all the earth.
若是他的百姓心远离了他。
If his people turn away, rebel from him.
那他的心里就只有伤痛。
Then there will only be pain and grief in his heart.
他是出手的。
He take out his hand.
是他把他们从那个他们所在的地方拔出来丢到天涯海角
He stretched his hand and uprooted them from where they were and threw them away to the ends of the earth
但是他心里是伤痛
And yet in his heart there is pain and grief
我们昨天 Dana 弟兄说了一个事情
Last night our brother Dana said something
所罗门献殿的时候
When King Solomon dedicated his temple
那耶和华对他有一个反应
The Lord God has a response to him.
他说，你们会到天涯海角。 你们若是不听我的话，你们要到天涯海角。
He said, if you do not listen to my words, do not listen to me, you will end up in the ends of the earth.
可是你们的心若是转回，
And yet if your hearts turn towards me,
我要带你们回来。
I will bring you back.
耶和华那个时候曾经说，
The Lord God has said,
这个殿你建好了。
This temple you have built,
所罗门曾经说这个话，
Solomon has said these words,
是天和天上的天都不够你居住。
The heaven and heavens of heavens is not enough for you to dwell in.
这里算什么呢？
What does this count?
可是耶和华说，
And yet the Lord God said,
他说我的眼睛要放在这里。
Yeah, my eyes will be placed here.
我的耳朵要放在这里。
My ears will be here.
我的心也要放在这里。
My heart will be placed here.
许多以色列的人对这个无所谓。
A lot of Israelites did not think anything of it.
但这些渔民，这些都记得了。
And yet these remnants, they remembered it.
只有当耶和华的心满足的时候，他们满足。
Only when the heart of the Lord God is satisfied, then they are satisfied.
所以他们说，主啊，你当初把我们赶到天涯，你是公义的。
So he said, Lord, when you have chased us out of the land to the ends of the earth, you are righteousness.
那你这样的击打我们，你是公义的。
You struck us and you are righteous.
主啊，现在要因为你自己的公义，你要把我们带回去。
Now, Lord, by your own righteousness, you will bring us back.
因为这个圣山是你的山。
Because this holy mountain is your mountain.
因为这个圣城是你的城。
Because this holy city is your city.
因为你这些名是你的名。
And these people are your people.
他们都是为了你的荣耀，为了你的见证造的。
They are all created and made by because of your glory and your testimony.
主啊，现在七十年了。
Lord, now it's 70 years.
你要带我们回去。
You are going to bring us back.
不是因为我们有公义。
It's not because we have the righteousness.
那个时候我们没有，现在也没有。
At that time we did not have it, now we don't have it.
但是主，是因为你的公义。
And Lord, it's by your righteousness.
是因为你的怜悯。
It's by your mercy.
你把我们带回去。
You are going to bring us back.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是渔民的心。
So brothers and sisters, this is the hearts of the remnant.
那有些弟兄姊妹没来，你若是有空的话，
so,
去读一读但以理的祷告，在但以理第九章。
So some of you were not here yesterday. So if you have time, go back and read Daniel chapter 9, his prayer.
你就知道这些渔民是想什么。
You would know what these remnants are thinking.
感谢主，因为他们里头有。这个悔改的心。
We thank the Lord because within them there is a contrite and repentant heart.
因为他们向着神是觉得他们不能离开神。
Because the heart is towards God and they feel that they cannot depart from God.
所以神开始在他们身上有路了。
So God began to find a way within them.
我的荣耀有出口了。
There is a way out for my glory.
我的见证有路了。
And my testimony has found a way.
感谢主，这个是渔民的情形。
This is the faith of the remnant.
今天我就想借着第四十二章来看主要让我们看见的那个仆人。
So today I'd like to look at the servant that the Lord wants to show us in chapter 42.
那在讲这个仆人以前呢，我想先跟弟兄姊妹解释一件事情。
Before we talk about this servant, I'd like to explain something to brothers and sisters.
就是当我们想到仆人的时候，你不能，我们不能够想到这个仆人的话呢，一定是某个人，他们站在台上讲道的。
When we thought about servant, you can't help but think about the certain servant. He must be standing in the pulpit and preach.
神的心目中间，所有他的子民都要做他的仆人。
In God's heart, all His people will be His servants.
所以大家都知道，当以色列人出埃及的时候
，So we all know that when the Israelites come out from Egypt.
那没有出来的时候呢，耶和华就差遣摩西去跟法老就要人。
So before they came out, the Lord God has sent Moses to Pharaoh and to ask for the people.
耶和华一再说
，The Lord said repeatedly,
让我的百姓去，好让他们可以侍奉我。
Let my people go so that they may serve me.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶和华的意思是我们每个人都要侍奉他。
So brothers and sisters, the meaning, the heart desire of our Lord is for everyone to serve Him.
所以你说谁是
侍奉神的人呢？
So you may ask, who is the servant of God? Who
我们每个人都应该是侍奉神的。
Every one of us should be a servant of God.
都应该是他的仆人。
We should be his servants.
那你再看，就是说旧约里面，我给弟兄姐妹举一个例子，就是说，比如说你像旧约里面的，就是，对于这个仆人的事情啊，是。我这给弟兄姊妹举一个例子。
So in the Old Testament, we can look for examples, and let me give you one.
比如说尼希米他怎么看这个仆人这件事情
？For example, Nehemiah, how does he view the matter of the servant?
我们翻开尼希米记，我只想看一句话就好了。
Let's turn to Nehemiah. We just look at one sentence.
尼希米记第我想啊，第二章。
Nehemiah chapter 2。
尼希米记第二章。
Nehemiah chapter 2。
那这里呢，是因为有一些当地的人呢、啊，说要来捣乱。尼希米要回去，要以色列百姓一起建城墙。
So here talk about Nehemiah going back to build this walls with the people.
那当地有权有势的人要来捣乱。
And so the locals, the people in power, they are trying to and stop them.
那尼希米就说了这么一句话。
So Nehemiah said these words.
第二章。第二十节
Chapter 2 verse 20
他说我回答他们说天上的神必使我们亨通我们做他仆人的要起来建造你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念
Nehemiah 2:20 Then answered I them and said unto them The God of heaven He will prosper us Therefore we his servants will arise and build But ye have no portion nor right nor memorial in Jerusalem
对你看他这里他说什么是仆人呢就是我们要一同来建造的
So what is servants he's talking about We will build together
那些当时一起来建造城墙的这些人在尼希米的眼光里面看都是神的仆人
So all those together were building the wall the city walls with Nehemiah are God's servants
那还有呢我们看尼希米记比如说尼希米记第第一章第第六节
And so in chapter 1 of Nehemiah verse 6
他说愿你睁开眼侧对对这是他的祷告愿你睁开眼侧耳听你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祷告
And so in chapter 1 verse 6 this is his prayer it says let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant which I pray before thee now day and night for the children of Israel thy servants
所以第一个仆人他说你仆人昼夜在你面前祷告说他自己可是后面呢他说以色列民是你的众仆人
So the first servant thy servant is referring to himself who's praying and then the later servants is talking about the children of Israel all the servants
在他的祷告里面比如是第一章第十一节他说了几乎类似的话
So in his prayer in chapter 1 verse 11 similar words
求你侧耳听你仆人的祷告和喜爱敬畏你名的众仆人的祷告。
Says, O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants.
所以你看，从尼希米的眼光里面来看，这些在他面前祷告，为了他的名祷告的人，就是神的仆人。
So in the eyes of Nehemiah, all these people who are praying before God are his servants.
那从尼希米的眼光来看，这些一同来为了耶路撒冷造城墙的人，都是他的仆人。
In Nehemiah's eyes, all these people who are working on building the walls, they are all the servants of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶和华神对于他的是要求我们每个人都做他的仆人。
So the Lord God, Jehovah God, wants everyone to be his servants.
这个我相信就是以赛亚书里面所说到的众仆人。
This I believe is what Isaiah talking about the many servants.
你若是他的祝福
，If we talk about his blessing，
你若是他可以借助你，可以把他的祝福传带出来。
If he can bring blessings to all through you，
那就是他所说的众仆人。
That would be the servants that he referred to。
你若是眼睛看见他那个仆人。
If your eyesight has been set to that person, that servant, the one he's called my servant,
你活出那样一个仆人的生命,
If you live a life like that servant,
成为众人的祝福,
to become blessings for all,
成为葡萄中的新酒,
to become the new wine within the vine,
你就是他所要的那个众仆人,
and then you are the servants that he wanted.
那在这里我想我再跟弟兄姊妹用一两分钟时间再提醒我们一点。
I'd like to use a couple of minutes to remind brothers and sisters.
我们也不要把仆人呢看成一个头衔或者看成一个地位。
We should not view the servant as a title or a position.
我们在主面前需要一个非常谦卑的态度。
We need to have a humble attitude before the Lord.
约书亚是我个人每一次读到约书亚的故事，我都被他的一个态度所感动。
Every time I read about Joshua, I'm touched by his attitude.
约书亚在摩西死后，以色列就是耶和华就借着他来带领以色列百姓。
After Moses died, the Lord God has used Joshua to lead his people.
可是在以赛亚在约书亚记一开始
，Yet at the beginning of the book of Joshua,
他就称他自己是摩西的帮手，是耶和华的仆人摩西的帮手，嫩的儿子约书亚。
He called himself a helper to Moses, who is a servant of God. He is the son of Nun.
对，所以在这是在约书亚记的开始。
This is the beginning of Joshua.
一直到约书亚记的完了，他死了以后。
Until the end of the book of Joshua, after he died.
那别人在那里说。
Then others would say.
这是耶和华的仆人约书亚。
This is the servant of the Lord God Jehovah, Joshua.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是约书亚的态度。
So brothers and sisters, this is the attitude of Joshua.
约书亚的态度是我是摩西的帮手。
Joshua's attitude saying, I am the helper of Moses.
那一直到他死了以后，别人才说他是耶和华的仆人。
After not until his death, that others would call him servant of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前，在弟兄姊妹面前，在一些为主服侍的忠心的仆人们面前，我们需要很谦卑的。
So before the Lord, before the brothers and sisters, before other servants who've been faithful before God, we need to be humble.
我们只是，若是我们不是一个谦卑的人，神不会用我们，一定的。
If we are not humble, God will not use us. This is for sure.
那么另外一点，我想这是我们在新约里面看见的。
There's another thing that we can see from the New Testament.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
他说神所赐的。
He says for God has given.
有使徒，有先知，有教师，有牧师，还传福音的。
There is the apostles, there is the prophets, there's evangelists, pastors and teachers.
那么他们目的是做什么呢？
What's his purpose?
目的要成全圣徒，让圣徒都可以各尽其职。建立基督的身体。
Is to for the work of the ministry and the perfecting of saints, edifying of the body of Christ.
那个意思是说。
The meaning is.
神把他的恩赐，一些使徒，一些先知，一些教师，都放在我们的中间。
God has placed all these gifts, the apostles, the teachers, the prophets, all placed among us.
目的是要让你，让我可以起来，在他的家中，来一同建造教会。
The purpose so that we can all be together to build up his church in his household.
是一同尽我们的功用。
So that we can all do our perform our function.
所以我们都是主的仆人。
So we are all the Lord's servants.
但是我们每个人的功用也不一样。
And yet we each have a different function.
主也把不同的责任加在我们身上。
The Lord has also given us different responsibilities.
所以我们在主面前需要彼此尊重的。
So before the Lord, we need to respect each other.
所以这一点我就放在弟兄姊妹中间。
I'd like to place this before brothers and sisters.
我相信过去几年有许多的弟兄跟大家跟我们说过这样的话。
I believe in the past few years, many brothers have spoken these words to us.
我只是要提醒弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前要有一个非常谦卑的态度。
I only want to remind brothers and sisters, before the Lord, we need to have a humble attitude.
不要说，哎，以赛亚书说我们要做仆人，我今天是仆人了，所以以后的话，谁的话我都不听了，我只听主的话。
And so we shouldn't say that since Isaiah told us that we are all servants, now today I am servant, so I don't need to listen to anybody else from now on.
弟兄姊妹，我们都在主面前需要有多少的学习。
Lord, brothers and sisters, we all have so much to learn before the Lord.
昨天我们弟兄告诉我们说， 我们就是在神面前，每个人都被 disqualified 过。
Yesterday, our brother told us that before God, we have all been disqualified.
就这个，弟兄姊妹，我们需要记得。
So we need to remember this, brothers and sisters.
好，今天我们回到第四十二章。
Let's turn back to chapter 42 of Isaiah.
那我刚才跟弟兄说，我可不可以今天多有十五分钟？
Just now I asked our brothers for an extra 15 minutes.
因为昨天许多弟兄姊妹没有能到嘛，所以我们今天花一点，刚才花一点时间，所以我今天12:15一定停。对不起，11:15一定停。
So yesterday many of you didn't make it here, so today I spent more time to do some review, and today we'll stop. I will stop for sure at 11:15.
昨天下午打个电话给我妻子，跟她报告。我说我今天 prompt， 我今天准时结束。
Yesterday I called my wife in the afternoon and I told her that I ended promptly today.
她跟我说，她说你明天也要一样。
And she told me you should do the same tomorrow.
Okay， 好，弟兄姊妹，我们来看刚才我们所读的第以赛亚书四十二章。
Let's turn back to chapter 42 of Isaiah.
了不起的事情是耶和华在这里突然说，看啊，我的仆人。
Something amazing. The Lord God said, "Behold, my servant."
他也把他的主人亮在这边给我们看。
He is placing his servant there for us to see.
那我们刚才已经读过了。
We just read it earlier.
我相信许多弟兄姊妹都读过这个，蛮熟悉的。
I believe brothers and sisters have read it, and you are familiar with it.
那当我们看这个的这件事，看这个这七节圣经的时候
，When we read these seven verses,
我想你很容易看见四个事情。不一样的事情。
I believe you can easily see there are four different things here.
那第一个事情呢，就是一个事情跳在你的眼前，就是说压伤的芦苇它不折断，僵残的灯火它不吹灭。
The first matter is that will jump out at you is that a bruised reed shall he not break and a smoking flax shall he not quench.
那第二件事情呢，是关于公理和真理。
The second thing is about judgment and truth.
对。第三个事情呢，是包括有一个字眼呢，它叫做我们中文叫做中保，它原文里面叫做约。
And the third thing is about the covenant.
对，那么第四个事情呢，就是关于开眼睛，把人从牢里面放出来。
The fourth matter is about opening the blind side and bringing the prisoners out from the prison.
所以我想就这四点呢，就跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
So I'd like to share with you upon these four points.
那么在这个这一开始哈，他就耶和华神就说到，他说呢，他说到他和这个仆人的关系。
At the beginning, God has told us his relationship with the servant.
啊，这个仆人呢，是我心里所喜爱的。
He said, "This servant is the one after my own heart."
弟兄姊妹，这个表示说，他跟他的仆人中间呢，是有一个很非常非常亲密的关系。
It shows us that he has a very, very close relationship with this servant.
那么他同时也说呢，我把我的灵放在他的身上。
At the same time, he said, "I have put my spirit upon him."
弟兄姊妹，我们常常在弟兄姊妹中间，或者我们盼望主的灵在我们的身上。
And among brothers, we often have this wish for him, for the Lord's Spirit upon us.
可是我们为什么常常觉得主的同在或者主的灵不在我的身上呢？
But why is it that we often feel that God's presence or His Spirit is not with us?
那这里当神说有这么样一个人是他的仆人，他的灵放在他的身上。
And so here is this person. He called him his servant, and he put his spirit upon him.
我想这个要点在哪里？
And so what is the key point here?
在《使徒行传》里面，《使徒行传》第五章有一句话。
In Acts chapter 5, there are these words.
我们看一下好不好？第五章第三十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 32.
第五章第三十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 32.
我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。
Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Spirit, whom God hath given to them that obey him.
所以这里他说，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵。
So he's talking about the Holy Spirit whom God has given to them that obey him.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们不是一个顺从的人，
So brothers and sisters, if we are not the ones who obey him,
那神不会把他的圣灵放在我们的身上。
Then God will not put his Holy Spirit within us.
当然我们知道，我们信了主之后，主的灵就在我们的里头。
Of course we know after we believe in the Lord, his Spirit comes and dwell with us.
这个是拿不走的。
There's something that cannot be removed.
可是我们若是心里不顺从他，
And yet within our hearts we do not obey him.
那好像我们在家里就在我们放到那个 closet 里面，把它放在那个 closet 顶上，再不理他了。
It's just like we put it away in our closets at home that we no longer take care of it.
那就像这个圣灵不在我们里头。
It's just like the Holy Spirit is no longer within us.
但是这里使徒行传说，神是这个圣灵是神赐给顺从他的人的圣灵。
In the book of Acts, it talks about the Spirit that God has given to those who obey Him.
当我们想到我们主耶稣在世上的日子。
When we think about the days that our Lord Jesus spent on earth,
你有没有在历史上找到一个人？你有没有在今天找到一个人是这样顺从神的？
Have you found anyone in history or even today to find such a person who obey God in this way?
是，没有一个人像耶稣这样的顺从人。
There is none just like Jesus who can obey God like.
所以耶和华那个时候七百年以前就说，我的灵要放在他的身上。
So at that time, Jehovah God has said 700 years ago, I'm going to place my spirit upon him.
那么然后他说呀，他要把他的公理传到外邦。
And then he says he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles.
而是我们晓得当这个耶和华的心。
If we know the heart of Jehovah God,
你知道以色列没有办法把他的公理传到万邦的。
You know that Israel cannot bring his judgment to the Gentiles.
以色列在人面前没有见证。
The Israelites do not have testimony before the Gentiles.
别人看见以色列，别人不会尊重他的神。
The others would not respect Israel or his God.
但是现在不一样。
And now it's different.
现在神差遣他的仆人来。
Now God has sent his servant here.
当人看见他的仆人。
When men see his servant.
人家愿意说让这个让他所代表的那个公理成为他们的公理。
Now they're willing to accept this judgment that he represents to be their judgment.
那等一会儿我们再会谈一谈这所谓的公理，所谓的真理。
Then we'll talk more about judgment and truth.
那然后第二节他说到，他说这个人来啊，我这个仆人来啊，他在街上没有声音的。
And so verse 2 it says this servant when he comes we will not hear him in the street.
弟兄姊妹，这个是耶和华眼中的仆人。
And this is the servant in the eyes of God.
他不要显扬他自己的名字。
He does not want to spread his name about.
他对这个大没有兴趣。
He has no interest in making it big.
但是那一些真正灵里痛苦的人。
But those for who have this contrite spirit in the spirit.
那些妓女。
The prostitutes.
那些罪人。
The sinners.
那些税吏。
The tax collectors.
那些贪了的人。
The greedy people.
那些眼睛瞎了的人。
The blind.
他从老远就摸到。
The ones who are paralyzed and they have heard him from far away.
我们知道有一次很多人跟着他走，有一个女的在后面摸了他的衣服。
We know that one time he was walking, there's a big crowd following Jesus and there is a woman who touched his clothes.
这个女人她有血漏的病。
And this woman has a disease of the blood.
那么熙熙攘攘的当中，那个女人一摸，耶稣就知道了。
And yet in this big crowd, and Jesus knew that this woman has touched.
有一次这个拿但业
one time Nathaniel,
他在老远主耶稣说你在无花果树底下我就看见你了
He was still far off and the Lord Jesus said I saw you when you were under the fig tree
那个时候有一个撒该
And there's a Zacchaeus
撒该爬到树上要看耶稣
Zacchaeus went up to the tree he wanted to see Jesus
耶稣从老远就注意到他了
And Jesus saw him from far distance
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
耶稣说
Jesus said,
我的羊听我的声音。
My sheep hears my voice.
他来是为了他的羊。
He came for his flock.
他来是为了那些心里面贫穷有需要的人。
He came for those who are poor in their hearts and need in their hearts.
那 在下面我们就来到他所说的这句话。
So now we came to the words that he said here.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。
A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench.
我们知道这个所谓的压伤的芦苇啊，它是又贱又快死了。
We know a bruised reed is not worth much. It's dying.
那这个将残的灯火呢，也是它的光呢，快要没有了。
And the smoking flax, we know it's a dying candle. The light is about to go out.
在新约里头，在马太福音。
In the New Testament, in the Book of Matthew.
我们主耶稣。马太福音也引用了这句话。
And Matthew also quoted these words.
因为主耶稣在安息日啊，他带着他的那个门徒，这些门徒肚子饿了，就把那个麦子拿出来吃，抽了麦子来吃。
And so you know, on the Sabbath day, the Lord Jesus brought his disciples, and they were hungry, and they took some grains to eat.
别人就法利赛人就说，你怎么在安息日你不能搓麦子？他为什么搓麦子？
And so the others and the Pharisees were rebuking them, criticizing them for eating on for working on the wheat to eat it.
我们主就引用了一些当初大卫的事情，然后他说我主爱连续多过爱祭祀。
And so the Lord quoted the words from David, and he said also the Lord likes mercy more than sacrifice.
然后这同样有一个人他的手枯干了，我们的主耶稣让他手恢复了安息日。
And then on the Sabbath day, the Lord has healed a man with a withered arm.
那马太福音然后就引用了我们刚才所读的这句话，压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的灯火它不吹灭。
So then in Matthew, it quoted these words that we just read, a bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench.
弟兄姊妹，这句话我们都很熟悉的。
So brothers and sisters, we are all very familiar with these words.
我今年年初在北方在另外一个地方。
So at the beginning of this year, I was in the northern part, another place.
是一个农村里头。
It's a remote village, farming village.
他们有个地方聚会，各地的那个农夫都到那里一起去。
So they have a gathering, and farmers from every place, they all gather in this place.
那在那里呢？有三天时间，我在参加他们聚会，我看到了一个孩子。
And so I was there gathering with them. There were 3 days I was there, and I saw a young boy.
对，他差不多是他差不多十几岁。
He was in his teens.
从来没听他讲过一句话。
I never heard him said anything.
他每一天来扫地。
Every day he would come and sweep the floor.
他每天那个厕所他也扫。
And every day he would clean up the bathroom.
他从来不讲一句话。
He never spoke a word.
那嘴角呢有一点点的微笑。
And you will see a faint smile by his lips.
所以我从第一天我就注意到这个孩子。
So from the first day, I noticed this boy.
那有机会的时候我就去跟他讲。
So when there's a chance, I spoke to him.
我说你多大了？
I asked him how old he was.
他说我上初中。
He said I'm in junior high.
那我说你初中了以后，那你要上高中了。
So after junior high, I said, would you go to high school?
他说我不上高中。
He said, I will not go to high school.
为什么不上高中呢？
Why would he not go to high school?
我脑子不好。
My brain is not good.
好，那么我就那天晚上我就跟另外一个弟兄交通了。
So that evening, I shared with another brother.
然后第二天我又去找这个孩子。
So the next day, I went again to talk to this boy.
我说你脑子不好，没关系，慢慢学。
So I said, it doesn't matter if your brain is not good, you can learn slowly.
别人学快，你学慢，没关系。
Other people may be learning faster, you can take more time. Doesn't matter.
然后他说不，还不是这个问题。
And he said, this is not the only problem.
他说我们家那边高中不好。
He said, the high school at our hometown is not good.
他们欺负人。
And they have bullies there.
我这么一听啊，我想啊，算了，我又不能跟他说了。
And then I heard and I said, well, I could not continue what I was about to say.
然后我那天晚上我就去跟他们中间一个年长弟兄，我就问他，我说这个弟兄怎么回事？
And so later that evening, I went to talk to an elder brother and asked what was going on.
弟兄跟我说。
And so brother told me.
他说他大概他没说，但是他大概他家里有问题。
And he didn't tell us, but maybe there are some problems, issues at his home.
所以他没不能回去。
So he could not go back.
所以我们就让他住在我们的中间。
So we let him live among us.
他也不能上学。
He cannot go to school.
我就教他一点圣经。
So I teach him some Bible.
哎呀，我心里是实在是很一面也很难过，一面的话我心里感谢主。
And on the one hand, I'm very sad for him, and on the other hand, I thank the Lord.
这不是怜悯是什么呢？
If it wasn't mercy, what could it be?
一个没有家回的人，可以在神的家中找到了他的家。
A person who cannot return home, he found a home in the house of God.
然后再过去。我就常常喜欢跟他坐在一起。
And so, and the time follows that I like to sit with him.
除了我跟他问的那几句话，他从来没讲过一句话。
Apart from the few words that we have talked about, he's never spoken another word.
最后一天聚会完了，我们大家都走了。
On the last day after the end of the meeting, everybody left.
我要离开的时候，他跑来。
When I was about to leave, he came to me.
他给我一个礼物。
He gave me a present.
他也没说，他说我这个送给你。
He didn't say much. So I give this to you.
那是一个树叶。
This is a leaf, from a tree.
这树叶上面写什么呢？
And what does it say on the leaf?
压伤的芦苇，它必不折断。
Says a bruised reed shall he not break.
我心里实在很感谢主。
I truly thank God in my heart.
这个孩子。
This boy.
他基本上是被社会遗弃的人。
He's basically given up by the society.
但是弟兄们在神的怜悯里头把他接纳。
Yet within God's mercy, the brothers have accepted him.
那他那天就送了我这么一个小小的礼物。
So that day he gave me this little present.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
有多少人是压伤的芦苇？
How many people are that bruised reed?
有多少人是将残的灯火？
How many people is a smoking
flax? 我想到我的过去。
I think back to my past.
我想我是的。
I think I am.
我相信你想到你的过去。
I think if you think back to your past.
你想想看也是的。
It would be the same.
感谢主，这个是我们昨天我们弟兄所说的 the whiteness of mercy.
This is what our brother said last night, the whiteness of his mercy.
是恩，这是怜悯的广大。
It's the whiteness of his mercy.
所以我们这些要做 主的仆人的人。
So we who are going to be the servants of the Lord.
我们不管到哪里去。
No matter where we go.
我们需要把主的怜悯带给人。
We need to bring the mercies of the Lord to people.
这个怜悯是你我没有的。
This mercy is something that we don't have.
但是这个耶稣来到地上的时候。
When Jesus came to the earth.
这个怜悯是没有完的。
And this mercy is endless.
没有一个人来到他的面前，他不施恩典，施怜悯。
No one would come before him without getting his mercy and his grace.
我们靠着他，我们才会有一点点怜悯的心。
By him, we can have a little of the heart of mercy.
我们受了怜悯，我们才知道把怜悯给出去。
We who have received mercy, then we know how to give mercy to others.
这是一个普通的人，我刚才所说到这个孩子。
The boy we mentioned, he's an ordinary boy.
我们昨天弟兄也说了，在神的仆人的当中，更是神的怜悯。
Brother also mentioned yesterday that among the servants we are truly receiving the mercy of God.
弟兄昨天提到彼得的故事。
Brother mentioned the story of Peter.
是的，弟兄姊妹，我们当然，我们弟兄两分钟，一分钟不到就把事情讲过了。
Of course, our brother spent one or two minutes, less than 2 minutes, to talk about the story.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，彼得在主面前的心是多么的热烈。
You think about it, brothers and sisters, the heart of Peter, how fired up he is.
但是在主耶稣的心里，跟他讲几句话是很伤他的。
And yet the few words the Lord has spoken to him must have hurt him so.
他说：“撒旦，退到我后面去。”
So Satan, get behind me.
你只顾及你自己的意思。
You're only caring for your own meaning.
彼得说：“主啊，别人的离弃你，我绝不会离弃你。”
Peter said, "Others will fall away from you. I will never leave you."
主说。祭教之前你要三次否认我。
Yet the Lord said before the cock crows three times you will deny me.
但是主也说。
Deny me three times.
彼得呀，我已经为你祷告了。
He says, Peter, I've already prayed for you.
你还要回头的。
You will recover.
当你回头的时候，你要坚固你的弟兄。
When you return, strengthen your brothers.
失败了，是不是
？You failed, isn't that right?
但是神没有，主耶稣没有放弃他。
But the Lord Jesus did not give him up.
主耶稣最后
，At the end, the Lord Jesus
就说：“彼得，彼得，你爱我吗？比这些更多吗
Peter, Peter, do you love me more than these?
哦，我们实在的感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
我们自己都觉得不行了。
When we feel we can't go on no longer.
从头到脚都不行了。
From top to bottom, we have nothing.
从里面到外面都是失败。
From within to without, it's all failure.
但是那个不放弃的不是我们，是我们的主。
And the one who will never give up is not us, it's our Lord.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
A bruised reed shall he not break.
将残的灯火他不吹灭。
And the smoking flax he shall not quench.
对人是一样，对一些百姓也都是一样。
For people, and for many it's like this, for his people it's the same.
为什么耶和华神说，你把你放逐到天涯海角，有一天你想起我的时候，你说你要悔改，我还要把你带回来。
So why did God say that I'm going to put you to the ends of the earth, but one day when you think of me, I will bring you back, and you repent, I'll bring you back.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
A bruised reed shall he not break.
将残的灯火没有见证了。
A smoking flax has no testimony.
但是他不把它吹灭。
And yet he quenched it not.
这感谢主，这就是我们的主。
We thank the Lord. This is our Lord.
那么在这一段里面，第二件事情是关于这个公理和真理。
So in the second matter is about the judgment and the truth.
我们读这一段，有这个公理这个字眼出现过三次。
So when we read this passage, the word judgment appeared three times.
所以这个在主差遣他的仆人到我们的中间来。公理和真理是一个大事。
So when the Lord sent His servants among us, this judgment and the truth is the great matter.
那么公理呢，弟兄姊妹，公理并不是说我们大家都觉得好就是好，这个是好像中文是这么说，公理嘛就是大家的道理，不是这个意思。
Judgment is not something that everybody deemed that's agreed to be good. That's not what it is.
对，在英文里面其实说是。是 judgment. 第一个，我们中文把它翻成公平，比如说是公平。
And in Chinese translation of this word judgment is translated to mean something more like a fair, something fair.
为什么呢？因为公理这件事情啊，它是有这个意思，什么意思呢？是我们大家在一起审判。
And this the word means something like we all get together and we all judge this matter together.
对，有一个 judgment。在这里
And there is a judgment here.
是一个过程
It's a process.
那个过程的根据是什么
And so what is this process based upon?
那个过程的根据呢是神的公义
And this process, the process based on God's righteousness.
不是我们举手表决的
It's not something that we vote on.
也不是陪审团决定的
It's not decided by the jury.
对，这个公义啊是神的公义
This judgment is righteousness, is God's righteousness.
那当然，弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们好好想这件事情。
So brothers and sisters, we think about it carefully.
今天的社会里面，绝对不给你讲绝对的，是所谓的绝对的公义。
In this society today, we do not talk about an absolute righteousness.
就是社会可以接受的，我们就可以接受。
If this is accepted by the society, then we can accept it also.
大家投票觉得，投票决定的。就是我们的法律。
If this is all voted and agreed upon by everyone, then this is our law.
没有绝对的公理。
There is no absolute judgment.
没有绝对的真实。
There is no absolute truth.
这是今天的社会，是不是？
Isn't this our society today?
但是弟兄姊妹，你我可以相信这个吗？
Yeah, brothers and sisters, today can you and I believe in this?
不相信神的人就说这样的话，一定说这样的话，因为没有绝对的真理。没有绝对的 公义。
People who don't believe in God, they have no absolute truth, no absolute judgment.
但是感谢主，我们知道有绝对的公义，我们也知道有绝对的真理。
And yeah, thank the Lord, we have our Lord, and we know there is an absolute truth and absolute.
你到哪里去找呢？
Where would you find it?
你只有在神那里找。
You can only find it in God.
所以神是绝对的公义。
So God is the absolute righteousness.
是神也是绝对的公理。
And God is the absolute judgment.
当他把他的公义让我们看见的时候
，When He shows us His righteousness,
我们所有的人都要对，都要说阿门。
All of us will say Amen.
你信主的人说阿门，不信主的人看见神的公义也必须说阿门。
Those who believe in God will say Amen, and even those who don't believe in God, when they see it, they shall say Amen.
那么公义它是一个过程，这个所谓的 judgment 是一个过程。
This judgment is a process.
这个过程是要带我们到一个事情上。
This process will lead us to one thing.
什么事呢？
What is this thing?
就让我们让这个公理，让这个真理能够出来。
His thing is going to show forth and bring forth the truth. This judgment is something visible to you. It's a process. This truth is something invisible. But that's the real thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以我们主耶稣说过一两句话。
So our Lord Jesus said these two words.
就告诉我们什么是绝对的真理。He
told us what is the absolute truth.
主耶稣曾经说,
the Lord Jesus said once.
他说为我做见证那个人是真的。
He says the one who testified for me is true.
啊，我看看在哪里哈。 这个是在 OK 在第约翰福音 OK 约翰福音第八章第二十六节
It's in John chapter 8 verse 26
就是那差遣我来的是真的
He says the one who sent me is true
好的，然后第约翰福音第三章三十三节。
John 3:33
领受耶稣见证的人，就把印印上，说神是真的。John
3:33 He that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true.
神是真的。That
God is true.
使徒保罗在罗马书第三章第四节。
The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 3, verse 4,
不如说神是真实的，人都是虚假的。
It says you should say that God is true and man's a liar.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里呢，我们主耶稣说神是真的。
So here it says, Jesus said that God is true.
所以弟兄们，这个弟兄姊妹们，他所说的神是真的这件事情，是一个很深的一句话。
So what he said about God is true is something really deep.
不止，他不止说到神是真的，不是假的。
Not only he said that God is true, he's not false.
而且说他代表所有真的事情。
And moreover, he represents all that is true.
所有真的事情都在他里面。
All that is true are within him.
在他的外面没有真的事情。
Outside of him, there is nothing true.
他说的话就是真的。
His words are true.
他所做的事就是真的。
His acts are true.
他所代表的事就是真的。
All that he represents is true.
这就是主耶稣那么短短的一句话。 他说神是真的。 他那个短短的一句话所代表的意思。
And these short few words that the Lord said, that God is true, it represents all these.
所以这里我再跟弟兄姊妹说, 他这句话不是只是说他是真的,不是假的。
So again, I repeat to you, the Lord Jesus said that God is real. It's not only saying that he's not false, he's true.
对，这不是说他是真的，不是假的。
It's not to say that he's false, that he's not false and he's true.
而是说所有的真的都是从他来的。
He is saying that all that is true comes from him.
换句话说，他只有他是真理，别的都不是真理。
In other words, only him, he is the truth and none other is true.
在我们和神之间的关系上,
In our relationship with God,
你知道我们是神造的,
you know we are created by God.
对不对? 在我们整个圣经是讲到神和人之间的关系。
The whole Bible talks about our relationship with God.
什么是真的?
What is true?
神所说的是真的。
What God says is true.
什么是真的?
What is true?
神所代表是真的。
What God represents is true.
我给弟兄姊妹举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
你知道我们跟猴子的分别在哪里?
Do you know what our difference is with the monkeys?
你可以做各式各样的研究,
you can do all kinds of research.
但是神没有说对猴子说我按照我的形象造你。
But God never said that I created the monkeys in my image.
也没有跟一个小狗说我根据我的形状造你。
And never said to a dog that I created you in my image or form.
但是他只有对你对我说，我是根据我的形象造你。
And he only said to you and to me that I created you in my image and likeness.
所以你想想，这个是人和其他任何的东西基本上的分别。
So think about it. This is the fundamental difference that we have as men to other animals.
若是神没有告诉我们，
If God did not tell us,
你根本不知道。
You would not know.
但是神告诉我们，
And yet God told us.
你若是虚心接受了，
If you accepted it humbly,
聪明起来，
You get wise.
你就知道。
You would know.
我跟天下的百兽不一样的地方就是神是根据他的形状造我的。
My difference with all the other animals in the world is God has created me in His image and likeness.
感谢主，这个是我们跟神关系的起头。
We thank the Lord. This is the beginning of our relationship with God.
这是绝对的真理。
This is an absolute truth.
这是永远的真理。
This is an eternal truth.
谁也拿不去的。
No one can take it away.
你也忘不了的。
You cannot forget.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
所以啊，在那个真理是在他里面。
So the truth is in him.
当我们主耶稣来，
When the Lord Jesus came,
他说我不但是道路，我还是真理。
He said, not only I'm the way, I'm the truth.
为什么呢？
Why?
有没有人见过神呢？
Has anyone seen God?
从来没有人见过神。
No one has seen God.
只有在他怀中的独生子将他显明出来。
Only the only begotten son in the bosom of the Father, he shown his the God.
是不是？所以只有在耶稣的身上，耶稣的里面。把神完完全全的表明出来。
So only upon Jesus, upon His body, that He has displayed God to us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以这样一位的人来了。
Such a man, he came.
那神就说。
So God said.
他要把我的公义带到外邦。
He will bring forth judgment to the Gentiles.
因为只有他有这个 credibility， 只有他是配得的。
Because only He has this credibility.
我们今天怎么把神的公义传给别人呢？
Today, how can we bring the judgment to others?
我是传我自己呢？你是传你自己呢？还是你我传这位耶稣呢？
Are you preaching about yourself, bringing yourself to others, or are you bringing this Jesus to others?
因为你不能代表神，我也不能代表神，但是这位耶稣他代表神，真是代表神。
Because you and I cannot represent God, but this Jesus, He can represent God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是这句话里面这一段话里面告诉我们。
And so this passage tells us.
那第三件事情这一段话告诉我们的是关于这个约。
The third matter it tells us is about this covenant.
那神在这里的话很有意思。
And God's words is interesting here.
他说呀，我要让你成为众民的约。
He says, I will give thee for a covenant of the people.
还有外邦人的光。
And to become a light of the Gentiles.
对，我们听姊妹这个念哈，这个很有意思。第一个所谓众民是单数的 people.
And this word people is one word.
对，这个 people 什么意思呢？是以色列的百姓。
This people is referring to the people of Israel.
或者是我自己的百姓。
Or my people.
啊，后面那个外邦人呢，是我自己百姓之外的外邦人。
And the Gentiles are people outside of his own people.
外邦人从来没有见过真神。
And these Gentiles has never seen the true God.
从来没有经历过，他们经历过神的恩典，可是他们不知道神是谁。
They have experienced the grace of God, but they did not know who God is.
所以这位神的仆人来，他要成为外邦人的光。
So this servant of God who came, he will become the light of the Gentiles.
让他们知道这位神是谁。
So that they will know who this God is.
那当然这句话没有应验。
Of course, these words did not come true.
可是一直到主耶稣来了。
Until when the Lord Jesus came.
使徒行传里面。
In the book of Acts.
他自己的使徒们。
His own disciples.
把他的 apostles, 把耶稣，这位你们所定的耶稣，现在他是神让他从死里复活，他是啊、他是成为基督，成为他是基督了。
So the Lord Jesus said, "You have crucified on the cross now, and he come back from the dead, and now he become Christ."
对，这些使徒把他这位耶稣传到外邦。
So, the apostles has preached, bring forth this Christ to the Gentiles.
可是呢，主来以前七百年，这个就以赛亚就说到了，就是那个时候，这个人来了之后，他 要作为外邦人的光。
And yet 700 years before the Lord Jesus came, Isaiah told that this servant who's going to come, he will bring forth the light to, as light to the Gentiles.
可是更稀奇的是，他说我他要做我民我的百姓的约。
But even more amazing is that he said he will be the covenant of his people.
我的百姓不是早就有约了吗？
Wasn't there a covenant already for my people?
那个诫命就是约。
Isn't the commandment the covenant?
我们今天叫做旧约。
Today we call it the Old Testament.
那个约已经把神是如何发表出来了。
And this covenant has already displayed manifested God.
把我们和神之间的关系发表出来了。
It already displayed our relationship with God.
把我们彼此之间应该有什么关系也发表出来了。
Also express our relationship with each other.
这个已经约已经在那里。
The covenant is already there.
那为什么他现在又说来一个约呢？
Why does he talk about there's another covenant?
而且当初的约是明明白白刻在石板上的。
And the covenant commandment was carved that on the tablet.
那现在这个约，他说你，我的仆人，你就是众民的约。
And this covenant now is referring to his servant. You are the covenant of the people.
弟兄姊妹，是个奇怪的事情。
And brothers and sisters, this is something strange.
可是感谢主，弟兄姊妹，这个就是我们今天所说的新约了。
And we thank the Lord. This is the new covenant, the New Testament, what we call it New Testament.
这是我们在以赛亚书里面看到的话。
This is what we see, the words of Isaiah.
在耶利米书也说了同样的话，是让我们印象更深刻的。
In Jeremiah, it said the same words.
大概在耶利米书三十一章。
In Jeremiah chapter 31.
以前的事情不算。
It says things of the past don't count.
我已与我的百姓建立了一个新的约。
I will establish a new covenant with my people.
以前的约是写在石板上。
The old covenant was carved on the stone tablet.
这个新的约是写在心板上。
Now the new covenant is now written on the heart.
人不用再彼此说你要认识他，你要认识他，因为从最老的到最小的都要认识他。
You do not need to tell each other to get to know him, to get to know him, because from the old to the young, they will know him.
我不再纪念他们的罪孽，我也不再纪念他们的罪愆。
I will forgive their iniquities and their sins.
这个是在耶利米书所说的。
This is what's been told to us in Jeremiah.
那在以赛亚书就是一个很简单的话。
In Isaiah, these are very simple words.
这位我的仆人。
This my servant.
我要让他做我跟众民之间的约。
I will give thee for a covenant of the people.
果然在新约里面希伯来书就说他是新约的中保。
So in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament he said he's the new covenant for the people.
Mediator.
The mediator for people.
对，可是无论如何弟兄姊妹你看在这里耶和华神让这个以赛亚看到这位我的仆人来他是要做约。
God showed Isaiah that he will allow this servant to come and he will become the covenant.
旧约表明了我。
The Old Testament has expressed me.
可是旧约我的百姓不听。
And yet in the Old Testament, my people will not listen.
旧约没有办法让我的百姓来跟随我。
In the Old Testament, I cannot let my people follow me.
也不能让我的百姓真正来爱我。
And that my people cannot love me.
但是他是新约。
And yet he is a new covenant.
他来了。就要让人从里面要跟随我。
When he would come, that people would follow me from within.
从里面知道我所说的，我所要的是好的，是公义的，是对他们好的。
From within, they would know that what I want is for their own good and will be good for them.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，你我都是因为这个新的约，让我们今天有今天。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord by this new covenant that we today are saved.
我们不再是一个贫穷的人。
That we are no longer poor.
我们不再是一个无路可走的人。
We are no longer people who cannot find a way.
我们不再是因为这些律法的字句，好像我们就像死了一样，没有办法。
That we will no longer be dead to these words of the law.
现在有一个他的仆人在我们的中间。
So now we have the servant.
他的仆人在我们的心里。
His servant is among us, is in our heart.
让我们里头能够爱神，爱神的律法。
So they allow us to love God and love His law.
让我们里头有路可走，可以做他的仆人。
So that from within we find this way that we can be His servants.
感谢主，这是我们的神让他的仆人以赛亚看见。
We thank the Lord because God allowed His servant Isaiah to see.
那这一句话呢？ 还不止这一次出现，以后还有。
So these words not only appeared once, they will come again later.
这我就不提了。
I will not mention that.
那最后一件事情，第四点。
So the last point, the fourth point.
Okay. 第四点呢，是关于那个开瞎子的眼睛。
The fourth point is about opening the blind's eyes.
让坐监牢的人出监牢。
To bring out the prisoners from the prison.
换句话说，这是让人得自由。
In other words, to bring deliverance or freedom to man.
这整个的这一段话呀，我觉得最好的解释呢，是在新约里面一个故事。
So the best explanation for this passage, I feel that we can find in the New Testament, a story there.
在约翰福音第八章。
In John chapter 8.
有一个人，一个行淫的妇人。
There is a woman who committed adultery.
对，她在行淫的时候被抓到。
She was caught when she was committing the act.
那这些法利赛人和文士就把他们带到耶稣的面前。
So the Pharisees and scribes brought her to Jesus.
这个是在约翰福音第八章。
This is recorded in the book of John.
那么他们跟耶稣讲。
So they said to Jesus.
根据我们的律法呀。
According to our laws.
这样的人呢是要打死的，用石头打死的。
So these people should be stoned to death.
你怎么说
？What would you say?
你记得我们主耶稣就蹲在地上。
So you remember our Lord Jesus crouched down on the ground.
然后主耶稣就说，他说你们中间。谁是没有罪的，就可以丢第一块石头。
And he said, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her."
不知道怎么回事。
They did not know. Well, we don't know what happened.
神的权柄在哪里
？God's power is there.
刺透了这些人的心。
God's authority pierced through their hearts.
再一下，人都走光了。
And then after a while, the crowd dispersed.
那主耶稣就跟这个妇人说
，So the Lord Jesus said to this woman，
说他们没有定你的罪吗
？Did they not accuse you, condemn you？
妇人说没有
，And she said no。
主耶稣说我也不定你的罪。
Lord Jesus said neither do I condemn you。
你走吧
，Go，
不要再犯罪
，And sin no more。
弟兄姊妹，说到瞎眼睛
，So brothers and sisters, when we talk about blindness，
所有那天在那里的人。都是瞎眼睛的。
All the people who were there that day were blind.
当然，这个妇人她犯了罪，她不知道神的律法是如何，她犯了罪。
Of course, this woman she has sinned. She did not know the laws of God.
她是瞎眼睛的。
She was blind.
这些法利赛人和文士也是瞎眼睛的。
And these Pharisees and scribes they were also blind.
他们只看见这个妇人的罪。
They only saw the sin of this woman.
他们没有看到里面自己的罪孽。
They did not see the sins in their heart.
他们不知道自己是怎样的人。
They did not realize who they really are.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那天神的权柄在哪里
？That day, God's authority was there.
居然让这些刚硬的人
，That for these people,
心里看见我也是个罪人。
People with a hardened heart in their hearts, they see that I am also a sinner.
所以当主说，你们中间哪一个人没有罪的？给丢第一块石头，没有一个人敢丢第一块石头。
So when the Lord asks among you who has no sin, then you can cast the first stone. Then no one cast that first stone.
耶稣开了他们的眼睛。
Jesus opened their eyes.
那这个妇人到底有没有罪呢
？So did this woman sin?
当然有罪。
Of course she did.
是不是？行淫的妇人怎么是没有罪？当然是有罪。
Of course this woman sinned. She committed adultery.
但是我们主说。
And yet our Lord said,
他们不定你罪，我也不定你的罪。
If they did not condemn you, I will also not condemn you.
有罪是一回事，定罪是另外一回事。
It's one matter to have sin, and it's another to have been condemned.
Yeah. 所以我们主说我不定你的罪。
So our Lord said, I will not condemn you.
但是我们的主跟他说，你以后不要再犯罪。
And yet our Lord also said to her, sin no more.
感谢主，妇人走了。
And so thank the Lord, the woman left.
所以弟兄姊妹啊。这事情就这么完了吗
？So brothers and sisters, is this matter finished?
神的律法，神的要求，就这么轻描淡写就不见了吗
？Is God's law and God's requirement just simply disappear?
不是这样的。
It's not the case.
半年以内。
And within half a year.
有一个人被钉在十字架。
There is a person who was crucified on the cross.
律法的咒诅应该加在这个妇人的身上。
The curses of the law should be added to this woman.
但是半年之后有一个人上了十字架。
Yet half a year later, a man was crucified on the
cross. 神一切的咒诅都加在他的身上。
All the curses from God were added upon him.
这个被钉十字架的人。
The man who was crucified on the cross.
是为了这个妇人被钉的。
Was crucified for this woman.
也是为我被钉的。
And also for us.
也是为你被钉的。
And also for you, he was crucified.
这个故事就是这样。
This is the story.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你在这个故事里面看到什么？
What do you see from the story?
你在这个故事里面看到恩典和怜悯。
You see grace and you see mercy.
恩典和怜悯加在这个妇人的身上。
This grace and mercy added upon this woman.
你在这个故事里看见什么？
What do you see in the story?
你这个故事里看见真理。
You see truth in the story.
真理是什么？
What is the truth?
真理是你走。
The truth is you go.
可是从此不要再犯罪。
But yet from now on, sin no more.
那你在这故事里还看见什么？
And what more do you see in the story?
这故事不能这么随随便便了掉了。
The story cannot end just casually.
有一个代价是要人付的。
There is a price that needs to be paid.
谁付的代价呢？
Who paid this price?
就是这个耶稣付的代价。
That is the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
付代价不是 小小的一件事。
Paying a price is not something minor.
整个人类的代价都是他付的。
The whole price for the whole human race he paid.
以赛亚书52章。
Isaiah 52.
有一句话。
There are these words.
叫做你们是无价被卖。
That you've been sold for a price, without a price.
你们也是要无银被赎。
And you're redeemed without silver.
你们是谁呢?
Who is this you referring to?
那个时候是以色列。
At that time, it's Israel.
今天是我们全部。
Today, it includes all of us.
什么叫做无价被卖呢?
What does it mean to be sold without a price?
无价被卖是你自己卖的。
That because you sold yourself.
没有人要买我们犯罪，是我们自己要犯罪的。
Nobody wants you to sin, but we ourselves want to sin.
没有人是 花钱要我们犯罪，是我们自己要犯罪的。
Nobody paid us to go sin. We went and sinned ourselves.
没有人花钱要我们背逆我们的神，是我们自己要背逆我们的神。
Nobody paid us to rebel against God. We are the ones who rebel against God.
这叫做无价被卖。
This is what it means to have sold yourselves for not.
神说你们也要无价，无银被赎。
And yet God also said that you will be redeemed without money.
你不需要花钱。
You don't need to pay up money.
你就被赎回来。
You will be redeemed.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是52章。
This is chapter 52.
53章。
In 53.
他就有一个人，他就是这个神的仆人，他就做了我们的羔羊。
And there's one person. He is the servant of God. He is our lamb.
他没有加行美容。
He has no good countenance.
别人看见他也不会羡慕。
Others will not admire him when they see him.
可是我们他 背负我们的重担，背负我们的痛苦。
And yet he carried our burden and carried our grief.
我们的罪孽都加在他的身上。
Our sins has been put upon him.
他是为了我们的罪孽受害，是为了我们的过犯压伤。
He was persecuted for our sins and bruised for our iniquities.
纵然是神，也乐意把他压伤。
And even God was willing to place this upon him.
但是感谢主，他做了我们众人的赎价。
And yet thank the Lord, he became the redemption for all of us.
我们就像那个犯罪的妇人一样。
We are just like that woman who sinned.
没有盼望的。
No hope.
黑暗的。
It's in darkness.
犯了罪的。
We have sinned.
没有盼望的。
Hopeless.
不可能有公义的。
There's not possible that we'll find righteousness.
这是耶稣为我们付了赎价。
Our Lord Jesus paid the price for us.
让我们今天可以坦然无惧地来到父神面前。
So that we can boldly without fear come before God today.
感谢主，这就是 让我们所看见。
We thank the Lord. This is what He shows us here.
到了新约的时候，
When we come to the New Testament，
主耶稣来，
The Lord Jesus came.
他说， 约翰福音说，
He said in John，
道成了肉身，
Word has become flesh，
住在我们中间，
Dwell among us，
充充满满有恩典有真理，
We're full of grace and truth.
恩典是什么？
What is grace？
恩典是压伤的芦苇， 它不折断， 将残的生活， 它不吹灭。
Grace is a broken reed he shall not break, and the smoking flax he shall not quench.
真理是什么？
So what is the truth?
真理是妇人啊，你要走，你走。
可是你不要再犯罪。
This truth is telling this woman, you go, but sin no more.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，只有神有恩典，只有神有真理。
We thank the Lord. Only God has the grace and only God has the truth.
但是这个恩典，神的恩典，神的真理，是在耶稣身上变成了一个。
But God's grace and God's truth is, has all become one in the body of Jesus.
神的恩典和神的真理，你不能在别的地方找的。
You cannot find God's grace and truth anywhere else.
你甚至于不能在律法里面找的。
You cannot even find it in the law.
约翰福音第一章说。
John chapter 1 says,
律法是从摩西来的。
This law comes from Moses.
但是恩典和真理只有从耶稣来的。
But grace and the truth only comes from Jesus.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主耶稣因为我们信他的关系，因为我们跟从他的关系，他的恩典，他的真理在我们里面越来越明亮，真理越来越明亮，恩典越来越真实。
So because we believe in the Lord Jesus, He is within us, so His grace is in us, and His grace is, His truth is in us, and it becomes brighter and brighter.
我实在感谢主，约翰福音里说了这句话。
We truly thank the Lord that we find these words in the book of John.
他来丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
That he came full of grace and truth.
不然我想我还要记100件事情。
Otherwise, I have to remember 100 things.
现在我不必记100件事情，我只记得耶稣来了，他有恩典，他有真理，恩典和真理在他身上都给了我们。
Now I don't need to remember 100 things. All I need to know is the Lord Jesus, he came with truth and he came with grace, and we can find everything in that.
那这个事情跟我们做仆人有什么关系？
What does this have to do with us being servants then?
弟兄姊妹，仆人是什么？
So brothers and sisters, what are servants?
仆人不过是管道。
That's only a channel.
我们刚才说过。
We said that.
我没有公义，你也没有公义。
You do not have righteousness and I do not have righteousness.
我没有怜悯，你也没有怜悯。
I do not have mercy and you do not have mercy.
我没有恩典，你也没有恩典。
I do not have grace and you do not have grace.
我没有真理，你也没有真理。
I do not have truth and you do not have truth.
我所说的恩典，我所说的恩典，真理是神的恩典和神的真理。你我都没有的。
The grace and truth I talk about is the grace and truth of God and we don't have it.
那现在我们可以成为他的一个管道。
Now we can become his channel.
我们可以从他那里吸收他的恩典和真理。
We can appropriate grace and truth from him.
吸收他的爱。
To receive his love.
成为他的管道带出去。
To appropriate his love and become the channel to bring it out.
这是我们仆人的这个任务。
This is our mission as servants.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得在撒迦利亚书第四章有一个图画。
We remember this picture from the book of Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书有四章有什么图画呢
？So what is the picture in the book of Zechariah?
那个神借着撒迦利亚给所罗巴伯看到一个灯台。
And God shows Zechariah a lampstand.
对，这个灯台有灯盏。有七个灯盏。
And this lampstand has seven lights.
中间有一个盆。
In the middle there is
a bowl. 一个碗，对。
A bowl.
一个碗。那么这个碗两边呢有两个管子。
On the two sides are two tubes.
那这两个管子的旁边呢有两个树。
And on the sides of these tubes are two trees.
我想记得他大概是说的是橄榄树。
I believe he's talking about olive trees.
所以这个图画呢，就给撒迦利亚看到。
This picture has been shown to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚怎么看也看不懂。
And this Zechariah cannot understand this picture.
所以他跟神说：“他说神啊，他说主啊，这什么意思呢
？”So he asked God, "So what does this mean?"
那主就告诉他，碗呢，里面是装的是要让灯可以亮的那个油。
So the Lord told him that the bowl is holding the oil so that the lamp can be lit.
但是旁边两个树呢，它叫做 sense of oil， 就是油的子，
so、
就是充满了油的人。
So these two trees are the sense of oil.
那这个管子流到那个盆里面呢，这个管子里头呢是金子。
So it within these tubes or pipes, it's made of gold.
这个灯要来燃烧，要能够照明。是因为有这个金子流到这个碗里面。
And the light can be lit is because of the gold, so that it can go back to the bowl.
那这个管呢，管子呢，就把从两个旁边的树上的那个橄榄油吧，就带到了这个盆里。
And so the pipes are carrying the oil from the trees into the bowl.
让这个油呢，就让这个
灯呢就亮起来。
So this oil would enable the lamp to be lit.
可是很有意思，神的话不是说这个管子里面是油，他说这个管子里面是金子。
And it's interesting that God said, did not say the pipe is filled with oil, but he's talking about this gold within the pipe.
什么叫金子呢？
What does it mean to be gold?
我们都知道金子是代表神的性情。
We know gold represents the character of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天要做神的仆人。
Today we are to be servants of God.
我们就是要做那根管子。
We are to be that pipe.
是不是我们自己什么都没有的？
You know, we have nothing.
但是这个管子可以把这个油带到盆子里头。
And yet these pipes can bring oil into the bowl.
那这个油神称为是金子。
And this oil, God called them gold.
就是神的性情。
That is the character of God.
我们也可以说这是神的生命。
We can also say
是基督的生命。
The life of God and the life of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，基督的生命是一个很广泛的字眼。
And brothers and sisters, the life of Christ is something very broad.
我自己愿意从一个角度来领会它。
I like to understand it from a certain angle.
基督的生命里面所带给我们的，就是一个就是恩典，一个就是真理。
The life of Christ will bring to us one is grace, the other is mercy.
不是，若是只是有恩典，没有真理的话。
Grace and truth. If we only have grace and without truth.
那有时候我们糊涂了。
And sometimes we get confused.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
孩子长大的时候。
When the kids grow up.
在圣经里面，这个士师记里头有这么一个故事。
There is a story in the book Deuteronomy.
那小孩做坏事，儿子做坏事。
And the children have done something bad.
这妈妈还高兴。
And the mother was happy.
还要这个来安慰他。
And she wanted to comfort them.
但是不是这样？耶稣带给我们的是恩典和真理。
And yet the Lord Jesus brought us not like this is grace and truth.
我们更严重一点说。
Even more seriously.
到最后所发亮的是真理。
Towards the end, what's brightened is the truth.
他的恩典让我们可以这样做。
This grace enables us to do it.
所以弟兄姊妹，神已经借着他的儿子。把他的恩典，把他的 真理没有限量的给你给我。
That God through His Son has given to us this grace and truth without end.
所以让我们在他的面前做干净的器皿。
So that we can be a clean vessel.
一个畅通的管道。
A clear a tube a pipe without blockage.
好让耶稣的恩典，耶稣的真理可以从我们这里流出来。
So that the grace and the grace and truth of Jesus can be brought out from us.
弟兄姊妹，我们教会里弟兄姊妹难道不需要恩典和真理吗？
Brothers and sisters, don't we need this truth and grace in our church?
我们不需要怜悯吗？
Do we not need the mercy?
有多少人需要恩典，需要真理，需要怜悯？
However, many people wanted the grace, needed the truth, and needed the mercy.
我们外面的人，四周围的人，有多少人需要恩典，需要真理，需要怜悯？
People who are outside surrounding us, how many of them need the grace, need the truth, and need the mercy?
主的教会里面有多少需要恩典，需要真理，需要怜悯？
Within the church of the Lord, how many people need the grace, need the truth, and need
the mercy? 整个一个国家需要有，是不是需要恩典，需要真理，需要怜悯？
The whole nation, don't we need this truth and grace and the mercy?
整个人类今天活着的人，是不是需要恩典，是不是需要真理，是不是需要怜悯？
The whole human race, people who are living today, we need grace and the truth.
我们昨天听了我们弟兄交通的。
Last night we heard our brother who shared.
我们心里说阿们。
We say amen in our hearts.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
那今天我们知道，从主的话里我们知道。
From the word of the God of the Lord, we know.
我们给出去的是什么？
What are we giving out?
你我有东西给吗？
Do we have anything to give out?
若是不是耶稣在我们里面，我们有什么可以给人呢？
If it wasn't for Jesus within us, what can we turn out to
bring? 但是因为耶稣在我们里面，我们能有什么不能给人呢？
And because we have Jesus within us, isn't there anything that we cannot give out?
所以感谢主，我想。
Thank the Lord.
我想我今天就讲到这里。
I think we'll stop here today.
我们可不可以再唱一首我们刚才弟兄带我们唱的《使我成为祝福》？
Can we sing again the hymn we just sang, Make Me a Blessing?
因为弟兄姊妹，神是要叫我们成为祝福的。
Because God wants us to be a blessing.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.